proceeds as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Because I am a poor person, if it were 20%, I would still be happy with Taco Bell. It feeds a lot of poor people, and it's a really great place.
Oh, it's delicious.
The filler's delicious?
It is.
You don't care about the sauce?
No.
Why?
Because I love Taco Bell.
According to their advertising, it's lean meat. Now that you tell me, I don't know whether it's lean meat or whatever it is that they put in it.
Like they say, you know, you get what you pay for. And that's why the tacos are 39 cents, 49 cents.
A handful of Taco Bell customers who don't seem to mind that they, the restaurant's being sued over the quality of their beef, the old thing from Clara Peller. Those of you who are old enough to remember that Where's the Beef commercial, where is the beef? There's a lawsuit that's been filed this week on behalf of a Taco Bell customer. It doesn't seek any monetary damages, which is pretty interesting. It asks the restaurant to change their advertising, though. There's an Alabama law firm that's accusing Taco Bell of false advertising, saying that what the restaurant calls beef doesn't measure up to what the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture, says real beef is. The requirements are not met. The suit says that this chain's beef is only 35% real. That is, the meat is only 35% beet. Good, Doug. Let me try that again. It's only the meat's 35% beef, and the rest is all filler. And if you look at the filler, some of you are allergic to it. That's what you need to do is look. With a lot of people are allergic to soy protein and things like that. And the Taco Bell folks aren't the only people doing this. I think during the course of this hour, we'll examine the beef content in a McDonald's hamburger, or what really, how do they describe beef? Where does that come from? And Burger King. And it isn't just the big fast food chains. It's some of the smaller restaurants in your community. And perhaps the other thing we ought to examine during our overview of this, the conversation of this, is how much it costs to get some of this food versus what you could do at your own home in terms of preparation and money. So the background here is we will listen to both the sides of this, talk radio, talk television, some of the things that you've seen, YouTube videos of this stuff. Let's first of all start with a city that's fighting back against the dangers of fast food, Los Angeles, California, making one of the nation's most radical food policies permanent by effectively banning new fast food restaurants, especially in the areas of South Los Angeles. A huge section of that city has been has really high rates of poverty as a part-time Angelian. I will tell you, this area, is, if you drive through it, looks like a disaster area. There's poverty everywhere, and the people who live in this part of town are obese more than any other neighborhood in Los Angeles. These people are way, way overweight, unhealthy. Here's the first, though, on the Taco Bell flap from a reporter who's gone around and actually looked at it and talked to people about their advertising.
It's a beef over beef. But is it meat or not exactly? A lawsuit says not exactly.
We simply are trying to stop Taco Bell from mislabeling their product and falsely advertising their product as being beef. It's not beef. That's number one.
The suit claims the Taco Bell meat mixture contains binders and fillers.
I don't know whether it's lean meat or whatever it is that they put in it.
Lawyers say Taco Bell adds fillers because the beef is the most expensive part of their products. Tests showed their beef contains only about 35% of beef.
And so we tested the meat, and it come to find out it was not ground beef. The definition of ground beef by the government is 70% meat, 30% fat. That's the minimum. Now, there's higher grades of that, obviously. We tested this, and it was much less than that. It was less than 40%. We believe it's around 36% beef that's in the Taco Bell product.
It's a suit over false advertising. But so far, many customers seem undeterred.
Well, like they say, you know, you get what you pay for. And that's why the tacos are 39 cents, 49 cents.
You know what you're paying for when you come to Taco Bell. If you want real beef, you probably go somewhere else.
It feeds a lot of poor people, and it's a really great place.
Taco Bell responds to the lawsuit saying, in part, We are proud of the quality of our beef and identify all the seasoning and spice ingredients on our website. Unfortunately, the lawyers in this case elected to sue first and ask questions later and got their facts absolutely wrong. The lawsuit filed on behalf of a California Taco Bell customer does not seek monetary damages, but asks the court to order Taco Bell to be honest in its advertising.
Isn't it great? California. Those of you in California, don't you love living in California? Where else are you going to have these kind of suits other than in California, Southern California especially? 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here asking you to think about where you go if you're a fast food person. 7% of the population of the United States eats at least one meal a day at McDonald's. Do you believe that number? Here, Taco Bell posts a response on YouTube. The CEO of Taco Bell is Greg Creed.
Hi, I'm Greg Creed, president of Taco Bell. Now, I know there are quite a few questions out there about the ingredients in our seasoned beef, and I want you to know the truth about our food. Our beef is 100% USDA inspected, just like the quality beef you buy in a supermarket and prepare in your home. We then simmer it in our unique recipe of seasoning, spices, water, and other ingredients to provide Taco Bell's signature taste and texture. Think of it when you're making chili. You add your own recipe of seasoning and spices to give the beef flavor and texture. Otherwise, it would just taste like unseasoned ground beef. Well, we do the same thing with our recipe for seasoned beef. Our seasoned beef recipe contains 88% quality USDA inspected beef. So what's the other 12%? It's our secret, and I'm going to give it to you. 88% is USDA inspected quality beef. 3% is water to keep it moist and juicy. 4%, it's Mexican spices and flavors, including salt, chili pepper, onion powder, tomato powder, sugar, garlic powder, and cocoa powder. And 5% is oats, caramelized sugar, yeast, citric acid, and other ingredients. I want you to have all the facts, and I invite you to take a look at our complete ingredient statement on our website. On behalf of the 130,000 team members and our more than 370 franchise partners, we stand behind the quality of our seasoned beef 100%, and we are proud to serve it to you. And to you, our 35 million amazing and loyal customers each week, thank you for your continued support.
All right. This is, to a point, laughable, but it's an interesting conversation because it is on the minds of lots of people this week, so why not? 800-510-8255. We'll take your calls in probably around 25 minutes. In the meantime, background stuff. And because of my own understanding of this world, I'm a dairy farmer, so I have for all of my life been familiar with how the pieces fit together, if you will. What's the old expression? If you don't, you know, we all love the taste of sausage. We don't know what goes into it. The president of Taco Bell, exaggerated a bit there, and I'll tell you, you know, the first place is that USDA inspection thing. Although the USDA is far better than the FDA in being at least present, I've been around slaughterhouses and meatpacking places through various times in my life. The inspector sits there and reads the paper all day and gets a stamp out once in a while. So I'm not going to hold my breath and think that's what's going to save me. More coming up on this interesting overview of the beef in fast food at 14 past. This is the Talk Radio Countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Effa Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a word on Sustanex. Go to the website trysustanex.com to get a $5 off coupon, which is good at all the stores around the country where Sustanex is sold. Why is this important, Ken?
Doug, one of the best things you can do to defend against cold and flu is to take probiotics. The probiotics in Sustanex have been clinically shown to boost the immune system against cold and flu viruses.
Unlike probiotics found in a lot of yogurts and supplements, with Sustanex, you don't have to worry about
not getting live cells because Sustanex probiotics survive extreme temperatures, storage, and your stomach acids.
Doug, the nice thing about taking Sustanex for your immune system is that you get side benefits, including better digestive health. Colds and flu and digestive problems are some of the most widespread health complaints. Take Sustanex, and you'll just feel better overall.
Go to trysustanex.com for $5 coupons good at stores where Sustanex is sold, like Walgreens, CVS, and Target. Get the coupons, go to the store, and get Sustanex.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Continuing now on our countdown, here is Megyn Kelly speaking with Prosecutor Jonas Spilbor and legal analyst Liz Weil on the who's who and what's what of this case.
You heard the man, Jonna.
Yep.
He says this is at best 30% beef, and therefore they have no business calling this seasoned ground beef.
Yeah, here's my take on it. The Taco Bell tacos may only be 36% recognizable, but the lawsuit is 100% frivolous. And here's why. If you order something off any menu that purports to be made from a cow, chicken, or pig, and after handing the cashier $1, you're waiting for change, you can't expect that to be full of actual cow, chicken, or beef. That's not false advertising. That's just common sense. This lawsuit has nothing to do with Taco Bell. She should have called the USDA and reported it if she thinks there's a problem.
But Lisa, now, there is a standard at the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, for when you can call something legally beef, ground beef, which Taco Bell clearly does in advertising its products.
Right.
We have a full screen that we can show you. Seasoned ground beef is how they refer to it. So they are calling it this, and the lawsuit says they don't meet the requirements because there's all sorts of stuff in there that's not beef.
The USDA, as you referred to, says that to call something beef, you actually have to have, it has to be less than 30% of fat, and that's without all the fillers and all of that stuff. So what the plaintiff, I think, has got a great case here is that, look, Taco Bell at most is about 40% without fat, and then they add these fillers, including, Megan, oats. Now, if I want to eat some oats, I'll have a bowl of oatmeal in the morning. You know, if I want to have a bunch of chemicals, I'll have the bunch of chemicals on the side plate. But I don't want to go to Taco Bell. And I think it's also, John, I don't think it's fair to say, gee, cause just because I'm not going to a fancy steakhouse and ordering a fancy steak, that I can't expect some truth in advertising if I'm told it's beef.
They say, John, and the plaintiff's lawyer alleges that just 35% of the taco filling is even a solid, and 15%. Just 15% is protein. Just 15%.
Mm-hmm.
They say the other stuff in there includes water, isolated oat product, wheat oats, soy lecithin, malodextrin, anti-dusting agent, autolyzed yeast extract, modified cornstarch, and sodium phosphate, as well as some beef. I mean, the question is whether Taco Bell needs to be more forthcoming about what it actually is providing.
Well, this is interesting, because how can they be more forthcoming? That they post their ingredients on their website. I went there. And the other interesting thing is the USDA only requires the beef to be 40% beef. So we're talking about a 4% difference here, not a 64% difference here. And I didn't...
It has to be 40% beef in order for you to call it taco meat
filler.
There we go.
But that's what they do call it internally, Lise, but to the consumer, they don't say, come get your taco full of taco meat filling.
No.
They say seasoned ground beef, which is a higher standard.
Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter special now at HerbalHealer.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Kind of fun here to be reviewing this. This is an item, whether you're here, there, or anywhere, you have to know about Taco Bell. And listening to this, the question about what's in there is a wonderful way to flavor an otherwise politically charged week. Here is Taco's Bob Connor speaking with attorney D. Miles, representing the plaintiff in this Taco Bell case that we're focused on.
As I understand it, Taco Bell's meat mix only contains 36% ground beef. Is that what you're using?
The test that we did shows that it contains actually about 35% of a solid after when you analyze the beef. And that has been portrayed in the news as that's the beef. Well, we believe that is the beef, the 35% solid. And yes, that is what the analysis determined.
And what about the rest of the analysis? What's in there?
Well, that's listed in the lawsuit. There are some chemicals in there like wheat and soy and other wheat products. Those things are what we call extenders and binders. And what it is that they're taking the meat and, pumping up the volume on it so they get more value or more use out of a pound of meat than, you normally would.
Taco Bell disputes the claim, saying, "We deny our advertising is misleading in any way. We intend to vigorously defend the suit."
Yeah, I understand that. And, we have the facts. We filed these facts in federal court in a federal pleading. We're officers of the court. We checked our facts before we filed them, and I believe we're going to prevail in the lawsuit.
It's not unhealthy, is it? It's just misleading.
I didn't check the nutritional value of it. I'm going to leave that up to nutritional experts. But, yes, it is misleading. And that's all the lawsuit is about, is this: you're mislabeling the product.
I think this, from a pop culture standpoint, should get an awful lot of coverage. And we had a couple of clips in our news this morning having to do with people that saying that they don't care what's in it. They like it. And
yeah, I believe that some people, despite the fact that they may find out that it's not beef by definition, I don't think it matters to them.
No. Okay, here's Mike McConnell, radio host on this.
If people think that you can probably just pass a law here, it's kind of like a corral. You know, we've got to push people this way and push them back this way, kind of rounding up cattle and put them into the chute. Everybody will come out the other end, morally right, physically fit, not overly religious, and sensible on the ways of the world. What's going to happen here is that no new restaurants will open. And maybe they don't need any more. I don't know. But you can't, I mean, they're not, it's, When I say no new ones will open, not only will the fast food restaurants not open, but likely the mom and pops are not going to open, and the salads are us are not going to open, and the bagels are us are not going to open, because they'll go out of business if they open there. It's just there's a percentage of people who think it's sort of like a wouldn't it be nice world, and it would be. But in the meantime, don't make other people go broke testing the waters to see, okay, it would be nice if everybody was slim and trim. It would be nice if everybody had at least a 12th grade education. It would be nice if everybody was healthy. All of these things would be nice, but you can't just make them happen by limiting people's choices. The fast food restaurants are there because people like to eat at fast food restaurants. It's also kind of interesting that there are so many in a poor area. But when I was a kid, I mean, we pretty much never ate out, and the reason was we were told we couldn't afford it. Even though these places are not considered to be really expensive, you can still make food at home cheaper than you can eat out. I mean, when I was a kid, if somebody, if it was like a first communion, maybe you went to breakfast at Perkins after that. Other than that, we didn't go to restaurants because they were considered expensive. And if you go check out what a pound of ground beef costs and a few rolls, and compare what you can make 4 quarter-pound hamburgers for at home as opposed to going to McDonald's, you'd realize it actually is cheaper to make it at home.
All right, that's the point that I was making earlier on. Mike McConnell commenting on this decision to ban fast food restaurants in South L.A. It does cost a lot less, and the ingredients, if you want to spend $4, what you can buy and produce so much healthier for you than going out to these fast food restaurants, amazing what people don't seem to know. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. That rich aroma starts filling up the room. Let me know I'm one day closer, oh, to getting home to you. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
For those of you who may be just joining our conversation here, we're talking about this fast food giant Taco Bell, which I think is part of a large, big operation. I think there's something else tied to it. Is it part of Yum Yum Brands? Someone may know the answer to that. 800-510-8255. And as I'm listening to all of this from the various people that have examined it on radio and television, that's what we do here. We analyze things based on input from the stations that we monitor, looking at the issues of the day, the events of the day, and what people are talking about. And certainly a lot of yak this week about fast food. So here's what I know from my years of being on the farm. Let me take you back to what I first learned about McDonald's, for example. As a kid growing up on the farm, I was exposed to a lot of things. The animals on the farm where I grew up were taken, as most other animals are, when they are at the end of their life, to a yard, a one-way. We used to call them the one-way yards, and I think they still are, where you bring an animal in that can't be sold to be used for anything other than slaughter. So the animal goes in. A lot of you who are farmers know exactly what I'm talking about. You see all kinds of things mixed in there. And I remember once watching a man who was very actively buying horrible cows, cows that were near death. I remember the grossest thing I can ever remember was an old Holstein cow who could barely move and had holes all in her back with just creepy, horrible things crawling out of it. The sick, it was just gross. Anyway, the animal was bought by the buyer. There are buyers around the country for McDonald's or the fast food chains. Mostly McDonald's buys on its own, and they buy the cheapest animals they can buy, and they just, once they've killed them and cleaned them up, they just grind everything together. That's what you get when you go to a McDonald's or a Burger King. It used to be that the other fast food restaurants, Wendy's did not buy their beef like this. They actually paid attention to the quality of it. Taco Bell, this may or may not be as described. I have a feeling that somewhere between the sewers and the, I don't mean sewers, S-E-W-E-R-S, I mean those who are suing the firm, and what the president said about what the quality is, somewhere in the middle is the reality. There are lots of things that are put, fillers are put into everything. Look at your vitamins. If you take supplements, see what kind of fillers are put into that depending on where it comes from. You see claims everywhere. You can look at a bottle of Minute Maid frozen juice. It says, help nourish your brain. Well, they have a very small content of omega-3s in it, but how much is in there? Not much. It's okay. Does it hurt? No, it doesn't hurt you. It doesn't hurt your brain. Maybe there's enough sugar in there, so that doesn't do you any good. It's all about advertising. It's all about claims. It's all about what you choose to believe. What Mike McConnell said a few minutes ago is probably the most important part of this discussion. You can buy for whatever it costs you to go to any fast food restaurant. How much do you spend if you go to a McDonald's for a Happy Meal? $5 or something? You can buy the same amount of, for the same money, you can buy much better quality food and fix it at home. It's true. There's no refutation to that. There is absolutely no refuting that you can buy food cheaper, better, healthier, and fix it at home. So maybe part of the discussion here is, why don't you do that? 800, are you just lazy? Oh, it's convenient. Well, what's more important, convenience or your health? That needs to be, I think, sort of part of this this business of obesity in our people haven't got a choice. They have to go to McDonald's. That's the biggest pile of manure. Of course people have a choice. You don't have to go find the stuff and cook it yourself, fix it yourself, even on a hot plate, for God's sakes. Here's the radio host David Serrata. The big picture is what he's focused on.
Fast food is clearly a problem, but it is a symptom of a deeper problem. And that deeper problem is how our food economy works in general. We have a food economy right now where the government subsidizes some of the most unhealthy foods, thereby making those foods cheaper, thereby creating an economic incentive, at least a short-term economic incentive, for people to subsist on that kind of food. So when the government subsidizes cheap meat and subsidizes cheap corn, that helps fast food restaurants keep their prices down, regardless of the long-term implications for people's health. So my take on this is that if you're going to move to limit the number of fast food restaurants in a city, you have to make sure that you're providing the community with affordable, healthier options. The Denver Post wrote a long series of pieces on how Colorado is one of the states plagued by what's known as food deserts, that people, many people who live in rural areas and in some of the low-income urban areas don't have geographical access to supermarkets, basic supermarkets. And so fast food restaurants and convenience stores where some of the most unhealthy food is primarily available become the primary source of nutrition, or really lack of nutrition. So to me, the problem with a city using its power to limit the number of fast food restaurants within its city limits is that it needs to be coupled with a policy that incentivizes, if not directly subsidizes, institutions that can provide cheaper, better quality food. Now, I can hear the conservatives already saying, well, you know, we shouldn't regulate anything within the city limits, and obesity is a problem of individual choices, and when people make choices to go to fast food restaurants, they pay the health cost of that. And again, I keep going back to this idea of food deserts, that in an economy where people have less and less disposable income, and with a government that's subsidizing the most unhealthy food, these kinds of foods become often the only option. Now, I'm not fully absolving people from making bad food decisions. This is unfortunately, this is a mix of many problems. But the question here with Los Angeles, one of the biggest cities in the country, moving to use municipal power to limit the number of fast food restaurants in a community, this could become a major trend.
The more I listen to David Serrata, the less I think he has to say. But we take him on here from time to time as a supplement to what people are thinking, because he's thinking and saying what a lot of people may be thinking and saying. His analysis, though, is usually pretty poor. But again, I'm not here. I can say what I want to about some of these people, and you can too. It is foolish to say that poor people have no choice but to buy it. It is absurd, and more than that, it's insulting to people who are poor. I have no choice. I have to go to McDonald's. You have plenty of choices. Plenty of choices, and most of them are better for you than to go to Taco Bell or some of these other things. You're just lazy, and you've become focused on what the advertising world wants, or the promotional world wants you to think about. 800. Now, those of you who are offended by that, you go to Taco Bell. Hey, if you want to do that, this is all about choice. You have the choice. You have the information. There's lots of info around, plenty of it, on what's going on in your body after you spend a lot of time at a fast food restaurant. You know that. And so you don't, you know, at the end of your time, if you're 65 or 70 and you're obese and you've eaten all this stuff through your life and you'd like to get another 10, 15 years out of your life and you can't, you'll wonder to yourself, why did I not think more about myself? Why don't you think, this is really what it's about, thinking more about you. What do you deserve? What's good for you? 800-510-8255. All right, PETA, by the way, has issued a statement. PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, says, quote, Taco Bell's refusal to use beef is commendable. Okay, so we're having fun with this, but there's some serious info here. And the government being involved, that's always, we always love the government getting involved in things like this, don't we? 800-510-8255, your comments up next here on The Countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try Progene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try Progene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people. Just like Jeff and Valerie W., the IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
The point in this program where many of this is what you live for, what you and other people are thinking about, the issues of the day. The issue here is the beef or lack of beef in America's fast food, namely Taco Bell. That's where this all has started, but it's certainly gone off several different directions, which is swell. Robert drives in Green Bay. What are you driving and what are you delivering, Robert?
I drive for a living, but I used to deliver meat to the McDonald's
plant where they took combos in. You know what combos are? They take and pick it up from, like, the meat plants and stuff. It's slaughtered cows after they went through the process and stuff like that.
Yeah, the stuff I was just describing a few minutes ago.
There's no sick cow that I've ever seen go in there. Most of the buyers that buy these sick cows work for rendering plants. Who's ever getting this information to somebody is absolutely absurdly wrong.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but that I'm telling the information from my firsthand experience of having been in a slaughterhouse and seen the buyer from McDonald's buy the cow. And so you may have one experience there, but that's the experience that I've had, and it's absolutely counter to what you're saying. Have you been in the slaughterhouse? Have you seen the buying in the...
I worked at a slaughterhouse here in Green Bay.
Okay, well, your experience is different than mine.
I've never seen a sick cow come through there.
That may be the case where you are, but I will tell you I've seen plenty of them go through the flame auction in Littleton, Massachusetts. Plenty of them.
And you didn't call any authorities to have them prosecuted for that?
There's nothing illegal about it. There was nothing at the time that I saw this happen that was illegal. The business, you know, this is the news media twisting and turning things. You've seen a lot of these things, the ABC News, about how the cows were mistreated at the farm in New York State. You've seen the stories about what goes through. The story is one thing. The fact is something else. The facts are that this goes back to the whole discussion of food safety and what the FDA is doing and what it's not doing and what government does and doesn't do. There are a lot of people who have made a lot of noise. PETA is one of them, and it's good that we are aware of this sort of thing, but that doesn't mean that what we're talking about has been stopped.
Yeah, but you're also talking about if we're working and looking at PETA, well, nobody will ever eat meat or steak or fish. So there you go. What kind of people are you talking about there who are just altering elite
telling you that
everything?
There's more than one side to this story. I hear what you're saying, and in your area, if that's the case, that's great. But there are different points of view and different realities in different parts of the country. Thank you for pointing out your experience, though. Mark, let's move from Green Bay to Chicago with his belief on this.
I guess my question or my problem is semantics. You know, anytime we make a law or try to do something to assist people, which hopefully is the lawmaking process, we are imposing our morality on others. We are engaging in social engineering every single time we make a law. So just to call it social engineering or imposing one's morality is basically to say nothing in and of itself. However, obviously, you know, I think most people would think these people out in Los Angeles, for example, are going too far. But I think when we start engaging in the propagandizing of all of this, we start shutting off legitimate ideas. I think most people would think this has gone a little bit too far. I agree with you. But, you know, when we start putting it in a propaganda-type manner of saying, well, it's social engineering, and we all start to sound like Rush Limbaugh or, oh, we're imposing someone's morality. Limiting the choices is good sometimes. For example, when we limit the choice of a 16-year-old to drop out from school. But sometimes we have to limit people's choices. And just to say we're limiting people's choices is not responsive to the issue before us. You know, I guess where do we draw the line on limiting people's choices on stuff that hurts them, you know, for example? I mean, there's the argument that prostitution or certain drugs don't really harm people. Others beg to differ.
Yep, 800-510-8255. It's a matter of choice, a matter of experience, a matter of knowledge, and experience counts a lot, I think, in this circumstance. Phyllis, you're in Connecticut. What do you say about all of this?
Good morning. Go to a grocery store, go to the produce department, and see how much the produce and fruits are. I don't do the fast foods because I can't afford them, and I have to limit myself with the fresh fruits and vegetables because I can't afford them. I mean, I can go in there and buy a few oranges and a few bananas, and I'm a widow, so it's like I'm not buying a whole lot, and I'm over $10. It's crazy. You just don't hear it. Well, they tell you it's healthier. You got to eat it, and I agree with them. I would love to. I'd love to eat more of it than I do. I have to limit all my spending as far as groceries, but, I mean, that's part of the problem is the cost. As soon as they started saying how much better for you with the fruits and vegetables, don't tell me about the rains and this. A lot of this stuff went up because they knew they were going to sell more. I watch what I eat and everything, but just going in there, I mean, you kind of cringe.
You really can. I'm not here to be moralistic, but you absolutely can buy and eat better. Go to the store, buy things, and cook it yourself, prepare it yourself. Take the time. It's worth the investment, right? It's like you're paying yourself for what you save, and how much better off you'll be with good food.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduce a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour. What's the real issue here? If you've been listening, we are focused on this suit against Taco Bell. But it's a general question. Do you use, do you buy it, eat it? And if you have over the years, what's it done for your body and for your health and your well-being? Are you fighting back just by being more intelligent, buying good food at reliable places and fixing it yourself? Part of the question and perhaps answer session here, Q&A. We're into the talk side, the input side from you. Richard, you're calling from Virginia, I understand, and you are a fast food taker, are you?
My question or my comment is, you know, there's something you're missing. Like, you talk about preparing food, and it's cheaper than, you know, going into fast food and buying it. Well, if you go into a grocery store and you've only got, like, $3 in your pocket because you don't have much income, you can't buy just enough hamburger to make one hamburger. You can't buy a slice of tomato. You mean you can't buy it that way. Look at the areas where you just mentioned, the areas in South L.A., where they're cutting these down or where the income level is the least, I'll bet you. Sometimes a guy's got $2 in his pocket, and the only way he can eat that day is if he can go buy something off that dollar menu. None of those produce stores or those healthier eating stores will have a dollar menu, I guarantee you that. And there are some people, they know it's not healthy, but it's all they can afford. So you're going to go down and you're going to take this food out of their hand and say, we're not going to let you come obese, we're going to steal the food from you. I'm just saying that just because, you know, you're looking at putting these healthier restaurants in there, none of these healthier restaurants will have dollar menus. And there are some people that rely on that dollar menu. Because go in a grocery store and ask to buy just enough hamburger for one, meat for one hamburger. You can't do it. You've got to buy at least a pound or two. And you're looking at $5, $6, $7 for this and that. To get yourself a couple of hamburgers for a meal, you're going to spend $10, $12 at a grocery store. You can't escape it. But whether it's healthy or not is not the issue. They're getting something to eat.
Well, you know what, Richard? In looking at it that way, you make some good points. If it's the individual and that's all they have, you are making a point that's well taken. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Bonnie is another Illini. Go ahead, Bonnie.
I used to drive my children on the way to school, and we would drive past Lathrop Public Housing. And one time my little son looked up at me very innocently and said, oh, Mom, I wish we lived here. And I said, well, why would you say that? And he says, all I got for breakfast was orange juice and oatmeal this morning, These kids get to have chips and Coke for breakfast. It's like every day is a party for them. And I said, no, Brian. I said, you know, I said, that's not good for them. And he looked at me in a very strange way because in his world, he couldn't imagine that a parent would give a child something that was not good for them. And the second thing I would want to say is, you know, when I was a little girl in school, they had, and this is not politically correct, but they had home ec classes. I can't tell you, there's so many people who don't know how to cook. Well, first of all, you buy produce that's in season. For example, if it's fall, you buy acorn squash, and there are millions of ways to prepare it, some of which you probably will like. People don't know how to cook stuff, and there are many things that you would eat if they were cooked properly, and they're inexpensive, but there's work involved. You can't just tear open a plastic bag, throw it in the microwave, and be done. You have to wash something. You have to cook something. You might have to peel or steep something. It's work, and people don't want to do that. And then the third thing I wanted to say real quickly is I know somebody who owns a small grocery store on the Northwest Side. And one time we were chatting, and we were talking about the food desert. And he says to me, Bonnie, he says, here's the secret. He said, the problem is that there's a lot of people who won't go into those areas and open a grocery store. And I said, how come? And he said, the shoplifting of the theft is astronomical. He said, if you have six people walk in at the same time, five are walking out with something they haven't paid for.
As Bonnie with some thoughts. Thank you, Bonnie. Listening to one of our suburban Chicago stations on the Talk Radio Countdown. Danny, you're in Arizona, I understand. Do you eat there in these fast food places?
How you doing this morning? The definition of a fast food restaurant, what exactly is that? I mean, we got all kinds of Mexican restaurants around here that are, you know, could be considered fast food, and actually they're the best place to eat, one thing. Secondly, you know, I'm probably good for one or two fast food meals a week, and every one of those places has a salad, and it's staring me right in the face, and I could eat it, but I go for the quarter pounder or whatever.
Nobody buys the salads. I think that's probably true. Tammy, let's finish off the conversation with your call.
Hey, I got two comments on the fast food, keeping the fast food out of neighborhoods with high obesity rates. I kind of think that's nobody's business, and let's let people make their own decisions. I'll tell you what, I'm a liberal, and I am so frustrated with the liberal causes being to protect people from their own behavior, and that's the aspect of that I wanted to address.
I agree with you. It's not up to me to tell you what to eat. I'm happy to help you out to understand the pros and cons, though. That's what education is all about, and that's what the Talk Radio